morning. It is 7 o'clock in Barbados and across the Eastern Caribbean. Wednesday, November 5th, 2025. It's time to go tracking the latest. Coming up in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News. Investigations are underway into yesterday's shooting incidents. Residents of River Bay, St. Lucie will finally own land they occupy as the housing ministry moves to develop the area. The Barbados Licensing Authority resumes key services after system setback. Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, announces government's plans to upgrade fund access to better support small businesses. Head of Carols by Candlelight says too many special needs children are being left behind, and the Ann Hill School students on a mission to prepare for the world of work. Those stories coming up in the 7:30 edition of the latest from Starcom Network News, and we've been tracking the latest. One minute past 7 o'clock. Coming up at 7:15, Skywatch will update your weather for this Wednesday morning. 7:30, the latest news in association with Sagicor. Your greenback moment on health is coming your way at 12 minutes to 8. 10 to 8, Traffic Beaters Traffic Report helping you through this Wednesday morning commute. And at 3 minutes to 8 o'clock, we'll head on over to Inchcape Barbados Limited for your live showroom update.
The Barbados Food and Rum Festival is back, and the flavor, sweet like the rum. November 7th to November 9th. Get your tickets now and taste the best of Barbados. First off, it's Rum Row, two island tours. Friday, November 7th and Saturday, November 8th. Just $200. Next up, Rise and Rum Breakfast Party. Saturday, November 8th. Food, vibes, and cocktails for just $250. Then end it in pure luxury with Liquid Gold Feast. Sunday, November 9th. Fine dining, smooth jazz, and pure indulgence. $350. Want it all? Get your limited combo tickets for Rise and Rum and Liquid Gold for just $500. But hurry, they're going fast. Tickets on sale now at CS Pharmacy Broad Street, iShop Sheraton Mall, Empowered Sky Mall, Saul Warren, Eddie Spicetown, Rubis Wildy, Fitters Boutique, JB Simpson Complex, 6 Road, Day and Night Boutique, The Walk, Welch's, Oasis Tech, Massey Worthen, and Massey Sunset Crest. Forever Blessed Boutique, Tudor Street, Bridgetown, NCF West Terrace, St. James, and online at ticketlinks.com. The Barbados Food and Rum Festival, produced by the National Cultural Foundation and sponsored by the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc.
The Barbados Light and Power Company wishes to advise the public of scheduled maintenance to be carried out at Greens St. George. As a result, customers will experience power outage during the work period. The work is scheduled for Wednesday, November 5th, 2025, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The areas to be impacted include Greens, Draxhall Hope, Bayards Village, and Harmony Cottage. Please be cautious as you traverse the areas where our crews are working. Light and Power apologizes for any inconvenience caused and thanks you for your cooperation and understanding as they work to provide you with a safe power source.
Fuel the energy with Rubis and you can be a winner. Just $50 in fuel to enter. Fuel the energy, get moving and win prizes with Rubis every week. But wait, it gets better. Whether you're feeling
Mom, the Christmas cookies are ready. We leave them right here under the tree for...
for Santa or for CIBC Caribbean?
Tis the season for dreams to come true. Whether it's a house, land, vehicle, or upgrading your home, CIBC Caribbean can support your dreams with the financing you need. Enjoy incredible cashback deals with mortgages and land loans. Plus, your approved loan gives you a chance to win up to $5,000. Apply now at www.cibccaribbean.com/sweetentheseason. Terms and conditions apply.
Updating your voter information is easy. From now until November 7th, visit any Barbados Electoral Department's Registration Center between 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. Monday to Saturday with your proof of identity, that is, your national ID card, driver's license, or a passport. Registration centers are located at St. Lucie Parish Church Hall, Spikestown Resource Center, and the People's Worship Center in St. Peter, Bell Plain Community Center, St. Andrew, St. James Parish Church Hall, Sion Hill Community Center, also in St. James, St. Elizabeth Community Center in St. Joseph, Sherman Church Hall, St. Thomas, the Valley Resource Center, St. George, St. Mark's and Rice's Resource Centers, both in St. Philip, St. Christopher Resource Center in Christchurch, and Warren's Tower 2, St. Michael. Members of the public may also visit the Electoral Department, first floor, Warren's Towers 2, Monday to Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. For more voter information, visit electoral.barbados.gov.bb and click the FAQs tab or call 535-4800.
A message from the Barbados Electoral Department and the Barbados Government Information Service.
6 minutes past 7 o'clock. Good morning and happy birthday greetings going out to Sarah Ann Estwick, Akia Archer, Taja Grant, Jason Holder, Sandra Nichols, Michael Lane, Omari Kelman, Natalie Cumberbatch, Jatari Sandiford, Sean Waith, Rashida Maskell, as well as Shadesha Wendt. Greetings coming from Bonita and all of your family and friends, wishing you a fantastic day today. Birthday greetings also going out to Vernice Bryan from Chalky Mount in St. Andrew, who celebrates 92 years today. Happy birthday to you, Vernice Bryan. Birthday greetings going out to Paula Pollard from Johannes. Have a fantastic birthday today. Enjoy every single minute of your special day. And we're still standing by for your OCM regional news. But right now, Invader with Come Down.
Mira, chica, hay demasiada ropa por aquí. Me mata, por favor.
Made Barbados home for many years until he passed away very recently.
Rushing me, that is mistake. Because what you get, you gonna take.
Slow down on the tempo.
Slow down on the tempo.
Do it, darling, real slow.
Do it, darling, real slow. I want to move, I want to groove, I want to whine, I want to grind.
So fast,
what it all the mind last.
Slow down on the tempo.
Slow down. Try and win. Baby, for the friend, Christmas vibe. Have some sympathy.
Come down.
On the poor tired body.
Come down.
Darling, come down.
Slow down on the tempo.
Slow down on the tempo.
Do it, darling, real slow.
Do it, darling, real slow.
Slow down on the tempo.
Slow down.
Invader with Come Down. 13 minutes now past 7 o'clock, 7:15 is Skywatch time. And just a reminder that all of the $50 tickets for the VOB Scenic Bus Ride, they are gone. The $50 tickets, the $20 tickets as well, that would reflect the diesel buses. All the tickets for the diesel buses, gone. There are a few more for $60 and $25 where you will go on the air-conditioned buses. So I did tell you, get your tickets early so that you are not left behind. I did tell you. So get those other tickets now. We go on the ride on Sunday, this Sunday, the 9th.
This year, make colorful Christmas memories with Berger. Get up to 40% off select Berger paints until December 31st. Plus, you can share in the winnings of $10,000. Monthly prizes include October, $1,000. November, $3,000. December, $6,000. Just purchase 2 or more gallons of select Berger paints for your chance to win. Enter as many times as you like. Berger paints for lasting beauty and protection.
Barbados, get ready! Quartz is turning 60 and we're celebrating big! The Quartz 60th Anniversary Lighted Parade is coming November 22nd. Mega lit floats, incredible costumes, non-stop music and dancing. From 5 p.m. is pure vibes from Queen's Park all the way to Quartz of Bridgetown. This is the parade of the year. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring the energy! Quartz 60th Anniversary Lighted Parade in collaboration with We Gathering. November 22nd, it's gonna be lit! Quartz, bringing value home for 60 years.
It is now 7:15, Skywatch time.
A very good morning to you. Welcome to the update of the Skywatch. The present weather is partly cloudy with the temperature at 26.8 degrees Celsius. The barometric pressure 1014.6 millibars and the relative humidity 82%. The winds are from the east northeast at 15 kilometers per hour. We have 4/8 of low cloud, 6/8 of high cloud. The maximum temperature for yesterday, 31.5 degrees Celsius, and last night's minimum, 25.2. The tides for today. The first high tide was at 3:28, and it will be high once again this afternoon at 9 minutes past 3. First low tide will be at 5 to 9 this morning, and it will be low again tonight at 13 away from 10 o'clock. Sunrise was at 7 minutes before 6 o'clock, and the sun will set at 5:30. No rainfall recorded overnight, leaving the total for November at 0.1 of a millimeter, and for the year, 761 millimeters. The synopsis for today, a trough is passing just south of the island. The general forecast, a mix of sunshine and clouds with scattered light to moderate showers. For tonight, a weak ridge pattern will be dominant across the island, and the general forecast, a mix of clear skies and clouds with a few brief scattered light showers. The winds for today, a gentle easterly breeze from 10 to 30 kilometers per hour. For tonight, a moderate easterly breeze from 30 to 35 kilometers per hour. The seas for today and tonight, smooth to moderate in open water with swells ranging from 1 to 2 meters. So once more, it's partly cloudy with the temperature 27.8 degrees Celsius. Synopsis for today, a trough is passing just south of the island, and the general forecast, a mix of sunshine and clouds with scattered light to moderate showers. For tonight, we'll have a mix of clear skies and clouds with a few brief scattered light showers. And that is the 7:15 edition of the Sky Watch for this Wednesday. Have yourself a wonderful day. I'm Michelle Spencer. Good morning.
Thank you so much, Michelle. 18 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Wanted, Old Brigand Rum, last seen in fine drinking establishments across the length and breadth of the Isle of Barbados. This Old Brigand is known for smooth, rich taste and hails from the Forespare St. Philip area. After years maturing, he is well protected by those who are true to their inner brigand. Some even call him the One-Eyed Man. Do your part. Whenever good friends get together and fine rum is the order of the day, tell them to bring out the brigand.
Old Brigand Rum, another great rum from the world-class Forespare Distillery.
Are you the brigand?
Barbados, get ready to power up at the Energy for Life Expo. Join us on Friday, November 7th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at BNECL Woodbourne under the theme Health, Wealth and Resilience. Experience a farmer's market vibe with free health checks and sample stations from some of Barbados' leading distributors. Visit the BNECL booth for exclusive discounts on solar panels, accessories and our EcoFlow battery storage units, your portable power on the go solution. It's free entry, fun and full of energy, only at the Energy for Life Expo, powered by BNECL, powering the future.
Are you looking for a career that makes a real difference? One where you can serve your community and build a stable, rewarding future? Then it's time to answer the call. The Barbados Police Service is holding a special recruitment fair on Saturday, November the 15th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the grounds of the Police Sports Club at Weymouth St. Michael. Come meet our officers, learn about the job, and see how you can become a vital part of our team. We're not just looking for recruits, but for leaders, problem solvers, and dedicated individuals who want to serve with integrity. You can talk to the recruiters, discover the different career paths available, and see exciting simulations of police operations. Don't miss out.
The wait is over. The VOV 92.9 FM Scenic Bus Ride is back. Mark your calendars for Sunday, November 9th. We're rolling out from the Granville Williams Bus Terminal, Fairchild Street at 9:30 a.m. sharp. It's the views, the vibes, the journey, with exciting stops along the way, all leading to a grand picnic at Three Houses Park. Expect an afternoon packed with fun, music, karaoke, giveaways, and more. Bring your baskets, bring your coolers, and bring the vibes. Tickets, regular buses, $50. Children under 16, just $20. Electric buses, $60. Children, $25. Get yours at Nation Outlets and CS Pharmacy, Starcom Network, River Road, New Look, Roebuck Street, and Powered Sky Mall, Trey Class, Sheraton Mall, A&B Music, Wildy, Visual Oasis, Six Roads, Lotto Booth in Spitestown, Codrington Estate, St. John, or online at ticketnation.bb. Don't miss it. The VOB Scenic Bus Ride. The views, the vibes, the journey.
Thank you to our advertising partners, Bimpe, because instant matters. Starlight Supplies, the breast screening program of the Barbados Cancer Society. VOB 92.9 FM, Hot 95.3 FM, Life 97.5 FM, and the Beat 104.1 FM.
Diesel buses are sold out. Tickets for electric buses, $60. Children under 16, $25.
That's right. So if you're going to purchase, please get your tickets now because, you know, we will not have any tickets left for Sunday. Okay? Move now. Move now. Barbados, keep it locked right here for the COB Credit Union. Soca goes Gold 7 on Saturday, November 22nd. We link four big bands with your Soca superstars for one fantastic night of dancing under the stars. Limited early bird tickets are on sale at $75. You can purchase those tickets from Ticket Link's location or call 854-7622. That's 854-SOCA. This isn't just a party. It's a chance to support families in need with the Eden Lodge Youth Charitable Trust. Soca Goes Gold is coming. And our talking point this morning. What does it mean to you, really mean, when you say, I'm a Bajan? When you say, I'm a Bajan, what does it really mean to you? 2664862, let me share some more of the responses. Minutes past 7. We've got news coming your way at 7:30. Someone says, when I say that I'm a Bajan, I really believe that all things considered, for example, leaders that we have had, the achievements of certain individuals coming from a very small country, for example, Sir Garfield Sobers, Alan Emtage, and Rihanna, I really do come from the best country in the Caribbean and one of the blessed countries in the world. Another message says, I am a Bajan means I am an ambassador, an example of who we are with positive conduct and friends of all, satellites of none. Quoting the father of independence, Harold Walton Barrow there. So when you say I'm a Bajan, what does that really mean to you? This WhatsApper says, I'm a Bajan means I'm proud to be part of a unique people, culture, and country that some love to hate because we are proud, hospitable, loving, and confident. Barbados will always be base. Home, sweet home, period. Another one says, when I say I'm a Bajan, it means that I'm a citizen of arguably the most special place on earth. We have the best of both worlds. We enjoy the beauty of small island life coupled with big country development. We have it all. And for the most part, we take it for granted. Good morning. The Merry Men with Beautiful Barbados.
Surf and the sea.
and the sea. You'll find rest, you'll find peace in the world. Come back to my island and me. You'll find rest, you'll find peace in the world. Come back to my island and me.
Men, beautiful Barbados. Good morning.
Rennie Rum, tell you you's a big dancer. Bend down cause you's a big dancer. Come rum route cause you's a big dancer. We got two rum tourists cause we is big dancers, hey. Rum route is back for the Barbados Food and Rum Festival 2025. And this year we're giving you two tours, double the fun and double the rum. On Friday, November 7th from 6 p.m, we're heading south with rum stops, treats and live vibes and tastings all night long. Then on Saturday, November 8th from 2 p.m, we're taking the party north with the island's best distilleries, surprise pop-ups, and that big Bajan energy shot. It's a rum lover's dream on wheels. Tickets are just $200 per tour, so grab yours now at ticketlinks.com. Two tours, Friday, November 7th from 6 p.m. and Saturday, November 8th from 2 p.m. So whether you're a small sipper or a big dancer, come feel the spirit of the Barbados Food and Rum Festival on the Rum Route. Produced by the National Cultural Foundation and sponsored by the Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc.
Good morning, good morning. Our question this morning, when you say I'm a Bajan, what does that really mean to you as we celebrate Independence Time in Barbados? Someone says, I'm a Bajan is one of the most, it means to them they're one of the most proud people in the world. I am proud to be a Bajan. 29 minutes now past 7 o'clock and the 7:30 edition of The Latest is brought to you this morning by Sagicor. Wise financial thinking for life.
Life's an adventure and we're here for it. The memories, the milestones, the vibes. At Sagicor, we're in your corner handling the hard stuff so you can live loud, dream big and focus on the big picture. Life insurance isn't just about what happens someday. It's about living fully today. With Sagicor, you can get real benefits now, not just later. So go ahead, book the trip, go on that adventure, chase the dream. We've got you.
Sagicor, because life insurance is for living and your best life starts now. Visit Sagicor.com to learn more.
This is the 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. In the headlines, investigations are underway into yesterday's shooting incidents. Residents of River Bay, St. Lucie will finally own land they've occupied as the ministry moves to develop the area. Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, announces government's plans to upgrade fund access to better support small businesses and the Annhill School students on a mission to prepare for the world of work. Good morning. I'm Carol Toppin. The police are making an appeal to the public to assist their efforts in finding the perpetrators in the latest shootings that occurred at Cave Hill, St. Michael, and Cane Vale in Christchurch yesterday. In the first incident that occurred around 2:25 p.m. at the Montgomery Pasture, police say the shooting victim was sitting in the area when a masked man approached and discharged a number of gunshots. He was transported to the Queen Elizabeth Hospital in a private vehicle where he's receiving treatment. In the other incident that occurred just after 3 p.m., police say the victim was in the area outside of his Cane Vale Christchurch residence when a man approached and opened fire. The victim was injured and was also taken to hospital by private vehicle. Residents of River Bay, St. Lucie will soon have the right of ownership of state land they've been occupying for decades as government passes a resolution for housing development in the area. Minister of Housing Chris Gibbs moved the resolution, indicating that residents who for years have been paying rent on the just over 3 acres of land will soon be able to own a piece of the rock.
The story of River Bay is the story of many Barbadian communities. In 1986, the Ministry of Housing and Lands, as part of a World Bank-supported project, permitted families to occupy this land for residential purposes. By 1988, the ministry was made aware of persons residing there without formal title. So in 1993, we regularized this by giving them interim rents. Today, we have the opportunity to deliver on this for the promise of ownership. This is not just a matter of land. It is a matter of dignity, social justice, and empowering ordinary Barbadians, sir, to build wealth and provide stability for their families.
He also announced that the elderly residents there will be gifted the land they currently occupy.
There are 21 lots. 10 are currently occupied and have been approved for sale under the Tenantry's Freehold Purchase Act. Of these, 7 are pensioners. Of these 7 pensioners, who in accordance with the cabinet policy of the day, will receive their lots free of cost. So that warms my heart.
Minister of Housing, Lands and Maintenance, Chris Gibbs. The Barbados Licensing Authority, BLA, has begun the phased resumption of key services, including vehicle inspections and registrations at its Pine St. Michael headquarters following a recent temporary disruption caused by a computer system failure. Chief Licensing Officer Teresa McCarthy Brooms confirmed that testing of the BLA's new digital platform is ongoing. While acknowledging teething challenges, she expressed satisfaction with the progress.
We had a bit of a late start today, but I am pleased that our Pine St. Michael headquarters managed to register 33 new vehicles this afternoon. Currently, customers are able to pay for the weight certificate, inspection certificates, and roadworthy certificates, as well as for the actual vehicle registrations. We found that most people prefer to pay for all of the services at one time, such as for the weight certificate, inspection, and for the actual vehicle registration. This process was quicker and did not require the back and forth for visiting the Barbados Revenue Authority twice.
Chief Licensing Officer Teresa McCarthy Brooms. Minister of Energy and Business Senator Lisa Cummins has announced plans to upgrade Fund Access, a government-owned agency that offers finance solutions for micro, small, and medium-sized enterprises. This announcement came while speaking at the IGM 200 conference yesterday at the Hilton Barbados Resort after she urged banks and traditional financing institutions to adjust their loan terms for small businesses.
Fund Access is an institution at 45 years, and if I'm saying to others that the outdated lending mechanisms no longer serve our purpose, I must say it to myself first. And so at 45, in 2026, there must be a new look Fund Access. It has to be, and it is being, as we speak, deconstructed and reconstructed to meet the needs of our MSMEs. If the commercial banks, commercial sector, are not going to restructure their operations to meet your needs, we as the government must do so.
She detailed several of the planned changes to Fund Access in 2026 to improve efficiency and expand its support to MSMEs.
We need to be looking at extended loan terms, lengthening repayment horizons, building those community financing partnerships alongside our credit unions and the cooperatives. How do we pair that financing that we're going to be providing with business development at an accelerated level and mentorship for every single business in the room? New products and services must also be the order of the day for 2026 to cater to those underserviced and underrepresented needs. Direct pathways to the commercial banking system must also be created. We've met with the Board of Trust Loans, as I said, and the notion that trust loans and Fund Access have entirely separate approval processes for loans, and they don't allow you to transition from one to the other in 2026 must go away.
Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins. Chair of this year's Carols by Candlelight event, Jamila Ford, who is also president-elect of the Rotary Club of Barbados, says that too many special needs children in Barbados are being left behind. Her statement came yesterday during the media launch of the 30th edition of Carols by Candlelight at the Barbados Light and Power Company. While giving details on the upcoming event, Ms. Ford said the Rotary Club, through sponsorship, will introduce a new project to assist special needs children.
Caring for a special needs child is not easy. Having to experience it, what I've realized is that there are a lot of children that are being left behind because the parents can't afford the therapy, they can't afford to put them in the schools that they need to be in to get the support that they need. And I felt the need that we needed as the Rotary Club of Barbados to do something to assist. The little bit that we could do with the support that we're getting from the sponsors and the funds that we raise from Carols by Candlelight will definitely go a long way, partnering with other organizations who currently work with autism and special needs kids. So currently we have like 500 children in Barbados who can't even get a diagnosis. So we're going to try to lower those numbers, be able to provide the therapy sessions that they need, the support services for the parents as well.
Chair of the Organizing Committee of the 30th edition of Carols by Candlelight, Jamila Ford. The Ann Hill School is embarking on a mission to prepare their students for the job market. Students in the Home Economics Department created a selection of food and beverages with the use of breadfruit as the school celebrated International Breadfruit Week. Principal Imelda Bell explained that the exercise is part of a plan to ensure that the students are employable in the food service industry.
Now, as a part of our skills program generally here at the school, it prepares our students for, their entry into the world of work, because we do have a work experience program as part of our curriculum, and the students have the opportunity during the term to intern at various partners across the islands, from the hotels to retail, various places where they are able to get their feet wet.
Home economics teacher Faith Griffith said the select group of students are very capable in the program.
The students that you see here are a special group of students that have been chosen. They have shown great potential within the kitchen, and we are working and training them to hone new skills that will be helpful in the world of work, especially in culinary arts. And they're very enthusiastic, and with that they will continue to grow. So they're yet young, but over time and with these various experiences, they're going to be better prepared for the world of work and from that school to work program that we have going on in hotels. So hopefully you will see some of our students in your restaurants very soon.
Home economics teacher at the Ann Hill School, Faith Griffith. And that was the 7:30 edition of The Latest. Recapping the headlines. Investigations are underway into yesterday's shooting incidents. Residents of River Bay, St. Lucie will finally own land that they occupy as the housing ministry moves to develop the area. The BLA resumes key services after systems hiccup. The Minister of Energy and Business, Senator Lisa Cummins, announces government's plans to upgrade fund access to better support small businesses. The head of Carols by Candlelight says too many special needs children are being left behind, and the Ann Hill School students on a mission to prepare for the world of work. 7:30 edition of The Latest from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. Don't miss The Latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. For breaking news, follow Starcom Network News channel on WhatsApp. Also, follow Starcom Network News on Instagram and our website at starcomnetwork.net for updates. The next newscast is at 8:30. I'm Carol Taupin. Good morning. The 7:30 edition of The Latest was brought to you this morning by Sagicor, Wise Financial Thinking for Life.
Life's an adventure, and we're here for it. The memories, the milestones, the vibes. At Sagicor, we're in your corner, handling the hard stuff so you can live loud, dream big, and focus on the big picture. Life insurance isn't just about what happens someday. It's about living fully today. With Sagicor, you can get real benefits now, not just later. So go ahead, book the trip, go on that adventure, chase the dream. We've got you.
Sagicor, because life insurance is for living, and your best life starts now. Visit Sagicor.com to learn more.
18 minutes to 8 o'clock. Good morning.
Your mother, your friend, someone you love. We all know someone who's needed the Queen Elizabeth Hospital. That's why Sol is fueling the road to $100,000. Every liter of Sol Extend fuel you purchase helps fund critical care equipment for patients of the QEH. Barbados, we can do this together. Let's reach $100,000 by November 16. Fuel up with Sol Extend and give to the QEH.
This year, make colorful Christmas memories with Berger. Get up to 40% off select Berger paints until December 31st. Plus, you can share in the winnings of $10,000. Monthly prizes include October, $1,000. November, $3,000. December, $6,000. Just purchase 2 or more gallons of select Berger paints for your chance to win. Enter as many times as you like. Berger paints for lasting beauty and protection.
First Citizens advises that on Thursday, November 6th, 2025, our banking hours at all branches will be from 8 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. For your convenience, customers are encouraged to use our online banking and ATMs. First Citizens, we put you first.
Barbados, get ready! Quartz is turning 60 and we're celebrating big! The Quartz 60th Anniversary Lighted Parade is coming November 22nd. Mega lit floats, incredible costumes, non-stop music and dancing. From 5 p.m. it's pure vibes from Queen's Park all the way to Quartz of Bridgetown. This is the parade of the year. Bring your family, bring your friends, bring the energy! Quartz 60th Anniversary Lighted Parade in collaboration with We Gathering. November 22nd, it's gonna be lit! Quartz, bringing value home for 60 years.
Starcom Network with Beep presents
Home for the Holidays.
This Christmas, share the comfort, feel the joy. Here's your chance to make a Christmas dream come true. Write and tell us why your loved one deserves to win a trip home to Barbados for the holidays from anywhere in the world, along with a day of adventure with lunch compliments of Harrison's Cave Eco Adventure Park. Include the name of your loved one, where he or she lives, and why this reunion would mean so much to you. Or if you're a Barbadian living abroad, write and tell us why we should bring you home for Christmas. Plus, two lucky winners will enjoy a magical Christmas staycation with their loved ones right here in paradise. Send us your heartfelt letter with contact details by Friday, November 14th, 2025 at 11:59 p.m. Email home at starcomnetwork.net or drop it off at Starcom Network River Road. Keep listening to VOB 92.9 FM, Hot 95.3 FM, Life 97.5 FM, and The Beat 104.1 FM. Or visit starcomnetwork.net for details.
Home for the holidays.
Only with Starcom Network radio stations.
It's 7:45. Give me music, Mike Grosvenor.
Every time you dress,
Happy Independence, Barbados. Good morning to you. For joy, that's for sure. 12 minutes now to 8 o'clock, time for your Greenback Moment on Health.
Hello there. Welcome to a Greenback Moment on Health again. Compliment CS Pharmacy, Trident House, Broad Street, and Standard Pharmacy, Tweedside Road in St. Michael. Well, here's to your good health. It is now widely accepted that regular, moderate alcohol consumption, especially wine drinking, is not only enjoyable, but can also reduce our risk of coronary artery disease. According to researchers at a university in France, wine also lowers the risk of second or further heart attacks. The benefits of red wine in particular are so impressive that at least one British hospital even offers two glasses a day, yes, two glasses of red wine a day to select heart patients. Not every one of them, select heart patients. The key ingredient seems to be a powerful antioxidant called, you heard us mention this, resveratrol, derived especially from Pinot Noir grapes grown in wet and humid regions. If you don't drink, the news is still good. Resveratrol can also be found in smaller amounts in grape juice and peanuts. And scientists in Italy are said to be even trying to capture the benefits of resveratrol in a pill. So who knows? One day that pill will be included on the prescription from your doctor. And you will use WhatsApp number 231-1499. Send a picture of that prescription to CS Pharmacy and they'll fill the prescription for you even before you get there to pick up the medication and drop off the prescription, of course. And yes, especially when things get too busy for you in the city, they'll give you the option of picking up that medication at Standard Pharmacy, Tweedside Road. CS Pharmacy, Broad Street, Standard Pharmacy, Tweedside Road. Looking after the good health of our nation every day, including half day on Sundays.
Thank you, Maurice. That was your Greenback Moment on Health. It's now 10 minutes to 8 o'clock. Time for your Traffic Beaters Traffic Report. And joining me this Wednesday morning is Sergeant Aline. Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Carol. Top of the morning to the traffic family and the traveling public. Sunshine, lots of vehicles, lots of movement. The road is heavy. Highway 7, Maxfield, Tottawa, bumper to bumper, the Porsche to Tottawa on the boat. As you come down from Skywatch and make your way down to Rubis and the hill onto the Arrow Bar, there's heavy traffic as well. If you take the left by the Arrow Bar and come to the Tottawa, you're into heavy traffic, and that continues along Highway 7. As you make your way past the Old Worden Police Station, and you go down to the right car where we're going to. You can see steady traffic going all the way down with Bubble Sports Bar, continuing into the area of Hastings Rock, and making Upper and Lower Bay Street steady with traffic as you make your way into the city. Out of Bridgetown Way, Highway 7 is a more moderate flow, other than the bright look at the lights that you maintain on Dr. Road. You're moving smooth and easy until you get to the word in Rendezvous Junction to Top Rock. I go over the hill then, and then I cross look at the area from the Garfield Subway coming from Tarzan's, where there's steady traffic. Sergeant's Red Garfield Subway takes me to the area of Rendezvous Hill. I can turn right from going to Falls Road. While I'm appealing to the driver, I can make that turn, take your time along that road. It's a twisting or what we call a winding road. And if you're late, you're already late. There's no reason that you should be speeding. Vehicles traveling in opposite directions mean that we're going to require the police cooperation. I go over the hill then from Highway R down to the JTC Ramsey, and I call the way to the left for heavy, heavy traffic. Beyond that, we start going into the Walmart Highway. From as far as Rockdown Road coming to Westmoreland, there is bumper to bumper traffic bringing us towards the city. For those persons who are using Bennett and going down the area of upper Carlton and Corona areas, you just have to take your time. Highway 1 is a much lighter flow of traffic because out of the view into Lower Carlton is a moderate flow, but once you get the Mount Stafford and head to Portage, traffic begins to get heavy. Since there, Big Village, two prospects to the final roundabout, there's steady traffic. And at the final roundabout, you have a visible traffic from University and, of course, Highway 1. Onto the Mighty Granite Highway, the traffic of Mighty Magic and head to the junction with the old Exmo Junction. Two stands of start, then traffic begins to back up. Take your time, technical. Just to carry a good, no major issues. When I come back, we're going to look at traffic changes for tomorrow for the Remembrance Day rehearsal parade, and we expect full cooperation. So until then, it's back to you.
Thank you very much, Sergeant Ali.
Mom, the Christmas cookies are ready. We leave them right here under the tree for...
For Santa or for CIBC Caribbean?
Tis the season for dreams to come true. Whether it's a house, land, vehicle, or upgrading your home, CIBC Caribbean can support your dreams with the financing you need. Enjoy incredible cashback deals with mortgages and land loans. Plus, your approved loan gives you a chance to win up to $5,000. Apply now at www.cibccaribbean.com/sweetentheseason. Terms and conditions apply.
Fuel the energy with Rubis, and you can be a winner. Just $50 in fuel to enter.
Fuel up at Rubis and enter to win an exciting grand prize worth $25,000, comprising $5,000 in UltraTech fuel plus $20,000 cash. Plus win fabulous weekly prizes including UltraTech fuel, brunch experiences, grocery vouchers, and more. Fuel up with Rubis for your chance to win.
So stop in at any Rubis, cause now it's time to fuel the energy.
Conditions apply. See press for details.
The dawn of a new day. The perfect time to rise and raise the glass to friends, Bajan, and fabulous Bajan cuisine. It's the Rise and Roll All-Inclusive Breakfast Party. Saturday, November 8th, Copacabana Beach Club. Come, welcome the morning sun with mouth-watering cuisine, tempting elixirs, cocktails, and pulsating rhythms. This year's Rise and Rum All-Inclusive Breakfast Party brings together an irresistible lineup of culinary stars. Chefs Adrian Cumberbatch, Anne-Marie Leach, Athlone McCollin, Deshaun Miller, Kiara Riley, Marvin Applewaite, Tremaine Reese, Rodney Corbin, Shanice Phoenix, Shantae Flats, and Nikita Connor, your mixologist, Antonio Busby, Ashley Morgan, Ashley Quinton, Chad Carter, Jamal Smith, Kyle Sandiford, and Rohan Bruins. Tickets are $250. Available at box offices island-wide or online at ticketlinks.com. So grab your sunnies, sundresses, and shorts and get ready for the most anticipated breakfast party of the year. Saturday, November 8th from 4 a.m. Copacabana Beach Club, Rise and Rum, all-inclusive breakfast party.
Looking for more convenient ways to play your favorite games with the Barbados Lottery? Now you can skip the line and play anytime with our brand new lottery vending machines. It's quick, easy, and exciting. The same trusted lottery fun you know and love. So why wait? Find the Barbados Lottery vending machines near you and play today. Visit mybarbadoslottery.com for locations. You must be 18 or older to play. Please play responsibly.
Left, right, front, back, wherever you want to go, just be safe this morning, all right? Super Dan, thank you. Two steps. Bringing us to 3 minutes to 8 o'clock, time to head on over to Inchcape Barbados Limited for your showroom update. I've got Ian Daniel on the line. Good morning, Ian.
Hey, Carl. Top of the morning to you. Always great to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I'm well. What about you?
Ah, fantastic. Thank you, and good morning, Barbados. Well, the Mercedes-Benz jewel in the crown is out on the forecourt this morning. You know, in the old English days, you would have a town crier, and he would say, hey ye, hey ye, hey ye, and all the pertinent information would be given to the populace as he rang a bell and walked through the villages. But I can't do that because I don't have a bell, so I'll just continue on. On the forecourt this morning is a 2025 Mercedes-Benz GLC 300 4MATIC Hybrid. Beautiful car. Finished in graphite gray metallic with black articulated leather interior. And it's chock full of extras. It has the full keyless go package where you just touch the door handle to open or shut back the doors and lock them. Open the trunk by a gesture under the rear bumper. Not one, not two, not three, not four, not five, not six, but 15 speakers of digital 3D surround sound, 725 watts. And the speakers, the front bass, the subs and so on are spaced and positioned to give you the best oral experience. What's not to like? It has the AMG Sports package, so a very aggressive exterior, and also interior. It's not just the exterior that has the sports package. Inside, you have beautifully contoured sports seats, a thicker flat-bottom steering wheel, studded pedals, and this car is just amazing. And one of the best things about this GLC 300, ladies and gentlemen out there, it is available. It's a 2025. It is very current, and it is here. Come up, take a test drive, take it home because, you know, the end of the year is coming. You really want to be going to church, going to outings and so on in Mercedes-Benz luxury. What's not to like, Carl? I can't say anything more. How is that for a presentation? Tell
Fantastic,
me.
Fantastic, as always.
Have a great day, Barbados. Carl, we'll talk again soon. Be gone for now. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much. Ian Daniel there from Inchcape Barbados Limited with your live showroom update. Inchcape Barbados Limited, powering better mobility.
Yeah. The OB is a voice of a people, a voice of a nation with something to say, reaching out to thousands of people all over the world every day. So take time and let us know what's on your mind. You'll find a voice on VOB. Radio from coast to shining.